In the next illustration, Stephen points out that regardless of present circumstances, it is never too late to start providing strong leadership to our families.
One time, I was visiting with a very prominent business leader. In fact, he was the number two person in a major international firm. And we were visiting after one of my presentations at an airport. And he said to me, "Your presentation, Stephen, really stirred up some deep thoughts. And frankly, I don't know really if I'm happy with what I've done in my life. I don't know if it's been worth it, the price I have paid to get where I am. I could even move on to the number one job. I'm in line for the presidency. But I don't know if I would want to do it. You see, I don't have this feeling in our family that we're talking about here. And I feel like that's where the riches are. It's not in money. It's not in positions. It's in this family relationship." And he said, "I'm feeling kind of heartsick. And I'm in my later 50s, and I could easily be the president for several years. And that would consume me. I know what that takes. I've been on that ladder. I don't know if it's worth it. The feeling just isn't there in our family." But then I saw him do something. "But let me show you something, Stephen." He pulled out of his briefcase the blueprint of a home that he was building. He called it his three-generation home. They were doing it in Savannah, Georgia, right on the beach. It was a beach home for three generations. And he said, "You know, Stephen, this is what excites me." And he started talking about his excitement.